I had a complicated relationship with Alexander, my stepbrother. Suddenly introduced into each other's lives when his father had married my mother, we were expected to behave like brother and sister. This was difficult at times since we found each other extremely attractive. Alexander was slender in build, and despite very different colouring, actually looked quite a bit like me. People often mistook us for blood relatives. He had big green eyes, shoulder-length dark hair, and a body with broad shoulders and very narrow hips. He also wore very tight jeans, and I tried not to, but sometimes I caught myself looking secretly at his gorgeous ass and what seemed to be a promisingly heavy dick. I knew he looked at me too, and tried desperately to be a gentleman about it, which is why I was utterly shocked to come home one day and find him parading around my bedroom wearing a pair of my purple lace panties. A very beautiful skimpy thong from Coco de Mer in London, with shimmering embroidery and an enchanting little keyhole detail at the back. Alexander was standing on tiptoe, with one leg forward like a glamorous model, as he admired himself and pouted in my full-length mirror, with his dark hair tumbling over one shoulder. I caught my breath in shock and admiration. This was followed quickly by absolute rage, that not only had the little fucker had the nerve to raid my lingerie drawers, but he quite possibly looked even better in those panties than I did. "Would you like a bra to go with those?" I asked sardonically, as I stood in the bedroom doorway and raised my eyebrow at him. Alexander blushed absolutely scarlet as he suddenly became all graceless and flat-footed, clapping his hands over what was definitely a big, thick, hardening dick, straining to escape from those purple panties.
"Oh, no, yes, really, do you have one? Oh my God, I am so sorry," said Alexander, as we both collapsed into absolute hysterics on my bed. I was still quite cross, though. "Okay, sweetheart, let's dress you up properly," I said. "I do have a bra to go with those panties, and you definitely need some stockings." "Really, can I?" gasped Alexander as we stood up and went over to the dressing table where I kept my lingerie. As I surveyed the absolute mess which my dear stepbrother had made of all four drawers of my exquisite lingerie, I was furious. I said nothing about this for the moment. I adjusted Alexander's purple panties thoughtfully as I ran my fingertips over that hard dick. He gasped with shock and pleasure, much as I had when I first saw him in my panties. Thank goodness the lace was stretchy. There was no way he would have been able to fit them over his cock and balls otherwise. His slim hips were fine, though. The purple lace arching over his pert, muscular buttocks framed his ass perfectly. "Right, my naughty sissy boy, let's get you into my bra." I had trouble fastening it at the back as I had to use the last clip rather than the first, which was the one I always used for me. I made Alexander lean forward as I slid the purple satin straps up over his strong shoulders. As he stood up, I had managed to create a delightful boy cleavage out of the firm flesh over his pectoral muscles. Alexander was thrilled. He sat compliantly at my dressing table as I broke open the cellophane on a new pair of sheer black hold-up stockings, and I rolled them, one by one, over his slender feet and up his long, well-muscled legs. He was only a few inches taller than me, just over 6 feet, so the stockings only came to mid-thigh, but he looked exquisite. I wanted to put him in heels as well, but there was no way his feet would fit into my shoes. I was not prepared to try to stretch the leather. But the naughty boy was prepared for this. With my permission, he scampered off to his room. He quickly came back with a small locked suitcase. It contained a pair of the most elegantly slutty black leather peep-toe stiletto heels. I wondered how much he had planned this. It made me extra excited and cross. Sitting him back down again, I slid the smooth black leather stiletto heels onto his stockinged feet. Telling him to stand up carefully, he took a couple of unsteady, excited steps towards my full-length mirror and then stood still to admire himself. With his long legs in those sheer stockings and the 6-inch stilettos, he did look absolutely beautiful. I decided that he needed a girl's name in tribute to that beauty. "Your name is now Alexis. You are no longer Alexander," I said. A name which was both male and female, ambiguous, elegant, and androgynous. I thought it suited him. As he stood there and posed joyfully in front of my full-length mirror again, fully arrayed in purple lace plunge bra and skimpy purple panties, tossing his glossy dark hair just like a real girl, except for the large hard cock which was pushing its way out of my panties, I decided it was time to teach him a lesson for entering my bedroom without permission and for the shameless theft of my panties. "Do you know what a sissy is?" "No," he said, although given the shoes, I suspected he might be lying. "Well," I said, "a sissy boy is what you are. Not only are you a slutty little cross-dresser, but you are also a panty thief, a stealer of my panties. And that, my darling, is something which needs to be punished." "What do you mean?" squealed Alexis, his voice going up an octave, again, almost like a real girl. "Well, I've seen the terrible mess you've made of my dressing table drawers, and I figure you must have seen my toys, which were carefully hidden. So I think an appropriate punishment would be for you to experience some of them." "No, please, I have never," wailed Alexis. But as I looked carefully at his cock, it stood rigidly to attention. "Bend over, put your hands against the mirror and move your legs apart. Stick out your ass." I saw the fear and excitement in his eyes as he looked at me and saw that I was serious. For the first time ever, he checked me out in a way that was unashamed, and I saw him drink in the sight of me in my short black halter-neck dress and black stiletto-heeled mules. Obediently, he did as I told him to. I had recently invested in a number of exciting sex toys for me and my girlfriend, and as I dug beneath the handfuls of lingerie, I considered the double-ended dildo. But I didn't want to get too into it myself, this time anyway. I wanted to punish him. So I selected my strap-on. "Get on your hands and knees on the floor," I commanded him, "facing the mirror." Alexis quickly did as he was told. "Pull those panties to the side." I pulled my dress over my head and tossed it on the floor. I saw Alexis gazing at me in fear and wonder through the mirror, on his hands and knees as he watched me strap on my cock, bare-breasted and wearing nothing but my black stiletto heels and a tiny black thong. Smiling at him wickedly, I made a show of using plenty of lube, stroking my thick shaft as I looked at my submissive little boy bitch in the mirror. And then, with his dark hair wrapped around my hand and pulling it to make him arch his back towards me, I rammed my cock against his tight little fuckhole and I entered him. It was the first time I had done this to a man, but it went in rather easily. Alexis screamed with delight. Had he done this before, I wondered? Perhaps with my toys? So I fucked him extra hard for any possible deception. As Alexis bucked under my thrusts, taking my cock as deep in his ass as the little sissy bitch possibly could, I pulled his hair hard as I told him, "Look at me, you little faggot. You need this. You want this. You crave this. My little sissy boy bitch. You little sissy whore. Your ass is mine." Wrapping my left arm around his neck and choking him slightly, I brought him up to a low, legs-spread, kneeling position. "Look at yourself," I said, as I pulled his cock out of my purple panties. I stroked his cock hard with my right hand as he screamed with joy, and I fucked his ass hard. "Go on. Come, you little sissy boy. Come, you little whore. Come all over my panties with my cock in your ass like the little bitch you are." As I pumped his cock while I fucked his ass with all my strength, I looked over his shoulder at him in the mirror, and I gave a final hard thrust as I watched him shoot an absolute fountain of hot cum all over my hand and all over my panties, with some of it hitting the mirror. "Lick it up. All of it. Start with my hand," I said as I stared at Alexis in the mirror. Lowering his eyes, he licked my hand gratefully, and then licked up every last drop from the mirror, the floor, and then wiped it from his body and my panties, and licked his fingers.
"Right, now get out. You can keep my lingerie for now."
Alexis fled. We both knew it wouldn't be the last time.